Simon from On the White, and we are in Ride at the Three Boys at the UK podcast meetup, and we're with
Cliff Ravenscraft and podcastanswerman.com.
It's quite loud here. There's a lot of chatter, as I'd expect at a podcast meetup, but hopefully the recording's going to be okay. Now, you haven't quite come from the Isle of Wight today, have you?
Nope. I come from Kentucky in the United States of America.
And from the little description you gave me just now, you're doing a whirlwind tour of the capitals of Europe.
Yes, we decided to take 2-week vacation for our family, and our first time ever being in Europe, and we wanted to pack in as much as we could, so... We spent 2 days in Scotland, 6 days in London, or around London. To us, this is, even the Isle of Wight for us is greater London, you know?
Right.
So we're...
Because your scales are so different.
Exactly. So we're in the Isle of Wight today. We'll be in, where did I say we're going tomorrow? It's Stonehenge, Windsor. And then on Wednesday, we'll be going to Cardiff. And then Thursday, we'll leave the London area, and we'll take the train to Paris.
No, and that's definitely outside London. I know that.
That's outside of London. So in Paris, we'll spend 3 days there, doing the Louvre and going to Disneyland Paris and just seeing the city and stuff like that. And then after that, we will head to the Netherlands and go to Amsterdam, Amersfoort, Utrecht, and see various things in the Netherlands.
Why the Netherlands? What's the...
A very good friend of mine lives in the Netherlands. Good podcaster, Father Roderick van Ogen, and a very close personal friend. And so I wanted to go and see his homeland.
And so the other places that you've been around the UK, have they been podcaster related, or it's just been, well, we're going to be there, let's see the place?
Yeah, it's basically my daughter, Megan, wanted to go to France. She wants to see the Eiffel Tower, so that's why we're going to France. I've always wanted to see Scotland personally, and my wife has always had a fascination with London. So, and then, of course, my friend Father Roderick is in the Netherlands. So that's kind of how we chose where we were going to go. And we're all fans of Doctor Who, which is why we're going to Cardiff to see the Doctor Who experience. And Mike and Isabella are very close personal friends of ours, and that's why we're on the Isle of Wight today.
So the Isle of Wight being a London suburb,
yes.
I like that idea. It's interesting.
Yeah, it's funny because I make this trip from our home to this place, Nashville, Tennessee. And Nashville, to people who live in Nashville, Nashville is this very small circumference of a city, right? Downtown Nashville is Nashville to them. And so if you drive 40 miles south, you're in Franklin, Tennessee, which is, you know, obviously it's its own distinct city and everything like that. So down there, it's like, well, I live in Franklin, and somebody who lives in the city says I live in Nashville. But from Kentucky, if I'm going to visit or stay with a friend who lives in Franklin, Tennessee, I'm going to Nashville. So yeah, and so I'm in the Isle of Wight. So I'm south of Scotland, and I'm north of France. So I guess what am I, east of Ireland? Okay, so it's, I know I'm in England
and west of Sweden.
Yeah, and west of Sweden, exactly. But no, yeah, so I guess I've always thought of, when I think of England, I in my mind I've always thought London is the center, and it just sprawls out from there.
And the relevance of you being here, apart from the friendship, is your podcast is very popular, is that right?
Well, I have some podcasts that are very popular. I started in December of 2005. And I've had 30 different podcasts.
30 different titles, different...
30 different shows.
Wow.
With over 3,200 podcast episodes. And I'd say that total overall audience is somewhere around maybe 150,000, 200,000 people. And I've probably... my main focus is teaching people how to podcast. So I have a podcast about podcasting at podcastanswerman.com. And I've probably taught... maybe about 25,000 people how to podcast.
That must feel good.
It feels very good. So, and here's the deal. If you ever ask any of those people, or any of those 25,000 people, how did you learn how to podcast, they're telling people about me. And so there's about 1.5 million people in the world that if you bring up podcasting, my name will come into the conversation somewhere. So that's a pretty huge blessing.
You didn't set out to do that in the beginning, or just how did you get started?
I got started as a hobby talking about the TV show Lost.
Right.
That's it.
That was the one that had the millions of episodes and...
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. They had six
seasons. People got lost watching it, didn't they?
That's exactly why we were there. We were helping people to get lost.
Right.
To get it. People say, I don't get it. Well, listen to us and we'll help you get lost.
And did you hook up with a production team on that, or it was what you were perceiving?
No, we were just fans of the show. Although I will tell you that Jorge Garcia and Daniel Day Kim, two actors from the show, and also a couple of the producers and writers of the show, listened to our podcast every week. Yeah.
To know what they were doing.
Well, yeah, so they could actually, yeah. No, but they were just listening because they wanted to see what fans were saying and stuff like that. They were, especially the actors. The actors who were on the show... Jorge and Daniel, they listened to the show because they loved hearing the theories about what we thought was going to happen, because the actors did not know either. And actually, now, looking back, the writers of the show didn't actually know either.
Right. Did they have a destination point and how they were going to get there?
Oh, here's the deal. The producers of the show, J.J. Abrams always says there's this box that they have the end scene in. And if it's actually the end scene that they actually showed as the end scene, I'm like, come on, really? But so supposedly they had that end in mind, but how they were going to get there was completely open. I think in their mind they were thinking they might get one or two seasons out of it and then run it. But unfortunately what happened is the show became extremely popular. But the one thing that kept going is that they had to come up with season after season after season of new stories. And Lost, I don't know if you know this, that broke history in the television industry. They are the very first producers of a television show that successfully negotiated the end date, the end cancellation of a television show. So Lost, I think it was season four, they were like, listen, this cannot go on forever and still maintain the quality of the story that we're telling here. And so they went back and forth on with the network, and they negotiated that season six would be the final season. But the popularity of the show, it's one of those ones where the fans would have watched until season 15 or 20 or 30, but they said, listen, and so they negotiated that. Lost is also, as far as I know, it's the first show that ever successfully negotiated that after, I think it was season three, that in the middle of season three, that from this point forward, we will never, all of our episodes will run consecutively, week after week after week. There won't be like 3 weeks and then there's we're off for 2 weeks with reruns. But they successfully, back to back to back to back.
And so, that was one of your podcasts. Now, it seems an amazing thing to take on 30 different subjects. Or is there an interdependence between each of them?
Yeah, so technology would be one, right? So I had a podcast called Help, I Got a Mac, for people who were switching from PC over to the Macintosh. I created a podcast called Business Technology Weekly, or Business Tech Weekly. And that was all about how to use technology to be more productive in your business and more profitable. Then another technology podcast was Help Our Social Media Serenity, which is how can you use social media to build relationships online without literally spending your entire life on Facebook or whatever the social media network of choice is. Then Podcast Answer Man is a technology. So that's four different podcasts about technology.
Have they come to an end? Have you ceased them? Or?
My Podcast Answer Man podcast is on episode 410. That one's still going. The other ones all have at least 100 episodes. Some of them 200 episodes, but the rest of them have ended.
And you got your cancellation date from the network, did you?
Yes. I negotiated it with the guy in charge.
But those subjects were fully covered and you didn't need to do any more. Absolutely. And they're still of historic interest. You can listen back and that makes sense.
Another one that is technology and business related, so a crossover, is a podcast called The Virtual Assistant Podcast. And I recorded 38 episodes in 2010. And the last episode was December 2010. It's now, what is this, July 2015. So 5.5 years later, those episodes, those 38 episodes, get about 200 to 300 new subscribers and listeners to every episode of the 38 episodes every month. So 200 to 300 new listeners to that podcast every month. And I haven't produced an episode since December 2010.
Because you've comprehensively covered it, why bother?
From beginning to end, they go and listen to it with episode one and listen all the way through.
So let's looking at that one, the virtual assistant one, that stuff that you were probably quite early in the curve of people doing virtual assistants, they didn't understand how to use those services properly. How would you make money from that? Those sponsored episodes, were they?
That one was sponsored. So before I recorded my first episode, I negotiated a sponsorship contract for 3 months, for the first 3 months. And then after that, I was going to be finished. And then I was going to run the show. I was going to end the show. I didn't think I needed more than 3 months. But my sponsor begged me to do it another 3 months. And then after 6 months, I was...
Please take our money.
Yeah.
Please,
And then after 6 months, I was like, I'm done with this. I can't record anymore. Actually, that's not true. It went for 9 months. So it actually went for 9 months. And then after 9 months, I'm like, 38 episodes, this is all I got in me. And they begged me to continue, and I said no. And then they begged me to buy it. They offered me $25,000, and I said, no, it's too valuable to me.
Because they would then rebrand that.
They would actually keep the branding and the audience, and they would just create their own episodes.
Okay.
But I said, no. It's
so how would that I don't see how that would benefit them, because, I mean, they're getting the benefit from the sponsorship now, aren't they? It's in the audio.
Oh, yeah, they're still getting the benefit, because all those 38 episodes are that brand is there.
Yeah.
And so they're still getting new clients from that today.
Right.
But they'd even get more clients. Right now, as I said, it's only got about 300 listens per month. But it could have thousands of listens if it was actively being produced every week still.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
So are you constantly firing up new podcast ideas? Or feel settled on what you have?
You know, right now I'm focused on Podcast Answer Man, which is my business podcast. And I have a show called Pursuing a Balanced Life. It's got 640 episodes, I believe. So it's good. Family from the Heart I do with my wife. It's got 325 episodes. So those are the three shows that I do now, and I really don't need any more.
Yeah, because the income is sufficient, or your sanity has been stretched previously.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes.
And the one that's the podcast, if you were to give people top three tips then on podcasting, is it as simple to sum up in that way?
Top three tips. You know, number one, just get started. Don't wait until you have it all figured out and get perfect. You know, sometimes you just create something, and if you think it's the right thing, go for it. And if it turns out not to be the right thing, all the experience that you gain in launching that first episode will all apply to a new a different show if you shut that first podcast down and run with something different. And oftentimes, you'll never know what is the right show or right fit for you unless you've actually tried something else and it didn't work, and that's what made you realize, oh, this is the right direction. So if you don't start, you probably will, you never will. And so that's my number one piece of advice. Number two, you know what? I don't know what other advice I'd give off the top of my head. You know, just follow your passion and not the money. You know, I find that the people who are all focused on return on investment, you know, and all that stuff. And of course, our time is valuable, and we need to make sure that we're spending it worthwhile in a worthwhile way. But the people who are really focused on how much money can I get from my audience, and how much revenue can I get, those things are possible. But honestly, I think the people who are more successful in building an audience and growing a loyal fan base that love them and know them and like them and trust them, it's the people who are doing what they're doing for the love of it, and they would do it even if the money wasn't there. I'm not saying don't try to monetize, but I'm just saying do it for more than money.
Okay.
Money's not enough.
So let me give you a more current top three then. Now, I've heard you've been pretty much every corner of the Isle of Wight and everywhere between today. Give me a top two of the best things you saw on the island today.
I would say what is the name of the pub? The White Mouse?
Uh-huh.
That is
fantastic views.
You know, I wasn't paying attention to the views personally there. I just love the atmosphere, the environment or the atmosphere of the actual pub. And I'm told that that's like a genuine, you know, authentic London pub kind of English pub.
Yeah.
So I kind of liked just the ambiance of it. That was, it was very nice. And then...
did you have any beer there?
I don't drink beer myself, so I had a nice still water, which was great. But yeah, so I, but I enjoy, I had the fish and chips, amazing fish and chips. And I would say that riding through the countryside and actually seeing the coastline and the view of the ocean is nice, but actually just seeing the rolling hills and how big this island is, it was beautiful.
Thank you very much for your time. Good luck on the rest of your mad European tour.
Thank you.
And we'll surf return back to Kentucky.
Sounds great.